Welcome back to All Things on the Table. I'm Daniel Halafabad, and as I'm sure all you are aware of, we are in the middle of an epidemic type of situation here where we have loads of conspiracy theories to talk about. And I would like to go ahead and continue on with our talk of the flat earth. Because, to me, it's a very interesting concept of flat earth. You have millions and millions and thousands of YouTube-type videos out there that are explaining all sorts of things about the flat earth. But none of us, I mean, none of us, all we do is just take credit for what scientists say. But none of us will ever reach the atmosphere and be able to get into a rocket and get as far up the sea. Now, do you recall a video of a rocket that's going up in this, that was launched privately by some private company? The rocket went up and it up and up and spins, and all of a sudden it just stops. It's like you hear a clunk. It's as if it just stopped and hit something. Absolutely makes no sense. And that's one clue. The other clue is also, hey, you know, the you know, everything we see is just a, you know, craziness. Doesn't make any sense. As far as for instance, the old method of determining that the Earth was a globe was have sails going, you know, ships going off into the sea, and all of a sudden you just see with their old telescopes, you would see the hull go below the surface, therefore creating the curve effect. But today, with today's cell phone cameras and today's SLR cameras, what we have is these zoom options that are defying that very theory. So we zoom in on a flat plane of the ocean, for instance, You know, as far as the eye can see, flat. You know, and then you zoom in, you zoom in, you zoom in, you zoom in, and all of a sudden there's a boat, a ship, or a buoy. Now, if there was curve, this wouldn't be possible. Not at all. So, I want to hear your thoughts. I'll be back. I'm Daniel Halafabad, and I don't have time.